We're off to the Central District's field days now. Exhibitors, farmers and anyone interested in things agricultural are descending on Fielding in Manawa 2 this weekend to check out the latest, the best and the brightest in the world of agriculture. Amid the shiny tractors, new sheep breeds and delicious smelling spit roast, I spied a stand featuring different types of pest traps. And it seemed to be attracting quite a bit of attention, not only for the mean looking traps out front. People were hunched over computers, finding out about a digital support system known as TrapNZ, which is connecting thousands of trappers around the country.
Andrew Saunders is my name. I'm from GroundTruth. We're the company that make Trap.NZ, which is the national system for recording trap captures, bait stations, environmental outcomes like bird monitoring, all that sort of thing.
Tell us how it works.
So, depending on who you are and what sort of pests you've got, what problems you're trying to solve, we operate for, let's say you've got somewhere like the Hunua Ranges, where it's all community trappers who walk in trap lines. We map out through the system, we or they can map out where traps are, and when those people walk the line, they can record all their captures as they walk.
Record this digitally?
Record this digitally on an app. They can do it when they get home, take it off pen and paper onto the system when they sit in front of the PC at home. We have farmers who are operating remote monitored traps, so live capture traps. When they go off, they'll get a message through the system, or their neighbours will get a message as well. So it creates this buzz around communal trapping. So they know the neighbour's doing something, it spurs them to do something, and so we build all those side of things as well.
So it's a network that people can join?
It's absolutely a network. So you can create your own project, you can join any of your neighbouring projects, you can join as many projects as you like. So you could be a guy in suburbia with one Victor rat trap, or you could be somebody who's servicing thousands of traps in somewhere like the Hunua Ranges.
So what's the attraction of doing this digitally as opposed to just having a notebook, taking it with
so
you?
So many. Centrally, we can see where action is happening. We can see the outcomes that come from that happening. So there's all the reporting side of it. So all the graphs and the hex maps that we put out, all publicly available. So we can see where the action is happening, where it's not. From an individual's point of view, they can see their captures building up rather than keeping it in a notepad or an Excel spreadsheet. It's actually becoming part of a big set of data that we can start working out which traps work best, in a certain way or for a certain type of operation, all of those sort of things. So we're breeding efficiency into a system that's been for a long time very, very inefficient.
And DOC has come on board with this system as well?
Yes, they have. Yes, so we Walk the Line was the DOC system, which was getting to an age where it was requiring too much maintenance. And I think DOC made the no-brainer decision to join in with what the communities and the councils were already using so that we can all work together. So we have this fantastic system now where we can have a dock block next to a farmer, and they can combine resources and knowledge and be working the same trap lines and keeping it as private as it needs to be, but as open as it needs to be to get the job done.
So what are some of the results of having this kind of network that you're seeing?
So our project, I live in a lifestyle block in the northwest Waikato. We've got must be a couple of hundred people on that project, all people owning farms, all the kids, the school. They all put data into the system. They all work off the same data. They know how many pests there are. We know the farms that are cleared out. Some of our remote monitoring equipment, we've got farms where we were shooting 40 possums a night in valleys. The remote monitored equipment hasn't returned a possum in many of these traps in 18 months. Ferrets, for example. Some people knew ferrets were there. We didn't. We now know that we've taken out 230 ferrets across that area that nobody knew were there. And we're now watching quail come back and pheasant. The bird life is phenomenal from it. And because people are put into the system, they can now relate back to why that's happening. And that's the magic of the digital stuff, isn't it?
So how fast is the take-up?
Yeah, really quick. So when I first started with the company 3 years ago, I think there was 2,000 projects across the country. There's now, I think we're closing in on 6,000 projects. When DOC came on board, that doubled the database overnight, which was a headache for the developers making it handle that. But yeah, there's people here nodding. but we've done it, and it's working. So
what are the developments you're hoping to bring in future?
I love the way we get the social side going, the people talking about trapping. You know, one farmer's got a trap that's gone off, the neighbour saw it go off because his phone went buzz, and he goes, ah, what did you catch? Oh, it was another ferret. Oh man, I must go out and check my ones as well. And it's that buzz that never would have happened. We've gone from farmers saying, well, I'm the only one doing stuff, to now, oh, I actually need to do stuff because I can see others doing it. And I think that is absolutely massive.
Should we have a look and see how some of these traps that you've got here work?
Absolutely. We've got a couple of cool traps here. This one is a community-built live capture cage with an automatic lure dispenser on it and a remote monitoring system from FerroNet. So any animal that walks into here, they might not be hungry, they're just coming in for a sniff, they'll stand on that. That'll send a message back. So if there's, let's say if we were neighbours.
So that's connected via satellite, GPS? How's it
that's
work?
Through IoT, so the Internet of Things. So that'll send a signal back to a base station, which will then send to trap.nz. And if we were neighbours, we'd both get the message. We have these on, and it's in school situations where all the parents, the PTA, they all get a message and they all talk about what's in there, go and let the neighbour's cat go, all that sort of thing. And that works brilliantly well. It creates a buzz.
Why is it important to know that you've caught something? Because you might just go and check that trap anyway.
So, particularly with live capture, by law you have to check that trap every day. And to start with, when you're all excited about trapping, yeah, that's no problem. But 6 weeks into it, it's starting to get a bit laborious. Plus, it means you have to put the trap where it's easy to see. But that's not where the pests are. So, with this, you can put a pest down by the creek or somewhere out of sight. Check it while you're having your Weet-Bix and your latte in the morning. It's all clear. We're good to go and get on with your day. And you know, 2 years into it, that just becomes habit. You just tap that button. We're all good. And so then that's saving you an absolute fortune in terms of labour. We gained some funding to develop the Open LoRa remote monitoring system, which is what we see here. So that's free for anybody to use if they sign up to that system. So you buy a trap with one of those on it, or you buy the sensor on its own. And that's free and publicly available. So, and that will plug into any trap. You can put that onto a DOC 200 box or anything you like. So, I think farmers are only starting to clock on to they can actually make a massive amount of difference through a little bit of effort. It used to be a lot of effort. Now we're changing that very quickly.
Are you seeing many farmers here today?
Yeah, there's some really experienced farmers in this game as well, and they've all got their different stories, and they immediately see the benefit of it. They look at that and go, actually, yeah, that's what I need. Just to save my time and do the job, that's what I want. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Andrew Saunders of Ground Truth, the land management company behind TrapNZ, which is a free service and has been going since 2014. I hope the rain doesn't put too much of a dampener on things for the field days this weekend. We'll have much more from them next week.